Hi there. I'm Joe Burgoyne, host for Options Talk with OIC. You know, options can be a complex product, but we hope today's show will help take away some of the mystique about it. The Options Industry Council was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. Today, we are going to continue our conversation on the topic of straddles. Can you profit or lose no matter which way the underlying moves? But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. Supporting documentation for any claims will be supplied upon request. Back with us again is Bill Ryan, Managing Director of NYSE Amex Options, and Darren Tate, Senior Specialist of Investor Services at the Options Clearing Corporation. Thank you both for coming back.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for the invite back.
Yeah, glad to be back, Joe. Thanks.
When we left off last week, we were discussing that a straddle is the purchase or writing of a call and a put on an underlying instrument with the same strike price and expiration date. We discussed how to use a long straddle and what are some of the benefits and risks. Today, we're going to concentrate on short straddles. Bill, what's a short straddle?
Well, Joe, a short straddle involves selling both a call and a put on the same underlying with the same strike price and at the same expiration date. But unlike the buyer, the seller wants the underlying to remain close to the strike price. And it actually works best if the underlying closes at the strike price on expiration. But remember, one side may end up in the money at expiration and may incur a loss. So you need a total premium to exceed any losses.
The short straddle is typically something to consider when an investor with a high tolerance for risk feels that the underlying security is going to be quite stable over time and not move around a lot. Also, maybe a situation where they feel implied volatility levels are inflated and are going to pull back.
Right. The short straddle does benefit from decreases in volatility. And so, therefore, short sellers want that volatility to contract and bring option prices in.
Okay. So, an investor needs to understand the risks when using the strategy. Given that, when should an investor use a short straddle? And what types of goals should an investor consider, you know, when it comes to using this strategy? Darren?
Well, one thing somebody might have in mind when they're entering into a short straddle position is that they have a desire to actually own the underlying stock. Because you are short the call and short the put, there's a potential that you could end up having a short stock position or a long stock position, depending on if you were assigned on one side or the other. So if you thought the stock was going to pull back and you were pretty certain of that, and again, you had a high tolerance for risk, you may consider writing the straddle, getting both premiums from the call and the put. And if you did end up getting assigned on the put, your out-of-pocket cost for the stock that you purchased would be lower than it would have been had you just went out and bought it in the market.
Well, I think Darren makes a good point about the risk here. This is a very risky strategy. It's unlimited risk for the short call, and it's substantial risk for the short put. And the short put risk is limited only to the strike price that's sold. So the short straddle is a very risky strategy, and people should be aware of that.
Sounds like a darn important point. How about an exit plan? You know, it sounds to me, with this kind of risk, that's essential. Is there anything else, Bill, an investor should know about, you know, regarding the profit potential or break-even point when it comes to using the short straddle?
Well, the profit potential is limited to the premium received. So, again, you're selling both sides. You're selling the call, you're selling the put. You bring money in on both sides. So the profit potential is limited to the premium received, less, of course, any commissions. And one thing you have to remember with the short straddle is that one of the sides may end up in the money at expiration. And when it does, you'll lose a little bit of money on that short side. Now, we have two break-even points here when you look at the short straddle. And the upper break-even point is the strike price plus the net premium received, and the lower break-even is the strike price minus the net premium received.
Right, exactly. You've got two break-even points. You're going to take the total premium that you receive plus the commissions. You're going to add that to the strike price. Remember, the strike prices here are the same. And you're going to subtract that total net premium plus commissions from the strike price. And that's going to give you where the strategy within that range is where the strategy would be profitable, or at those 2 points, the strategy would break even. Should a move occur outside of those ranges, that's where the strategy would with certainty start to incur losses.
Okay, well, we're focusing on risk here. Are there some ways that you can protect yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of things to consider when you're looking at doing a short straddle position. Certainly the risk is there. One thing an investor may consider would be to maybe hedge the call exposure, the short call exposure, because of the inherent risk in the uncovered call, would be maybe buying a call option at a higher strike price, or if they own the underlying security, essentially then you'd have a covered straddle where you'd have the short call, the long stock, and the short put. And again, it may be a situation where you don't mind owning more stock in such a situation like that.
Well, that makes sense to me. Bill, anything you want to add?
Well, the one thing I think we talked about the break-even point briefly, and it's very important to keep your eye on that break-even, because if that stock starts going up above that short call strike price, again, it's unlimited risk. Remember, you'll be assigned, you'll be short stock, and who knows what price you're going to buy that back. So especially on the short call side, it's important to keep your eye on that break-even. Now, on the downside with the put, it's important also because you may end up owning stock, as Darren said before, owning stock in a declining market, you know, might not be what you really want to do. So keep your eye on that break even and be ready to adjust whatever you have to do to get, you know, to be comfortable with your risk.
It sounds like that whole concept of exit strategy with a strategy that has so much risk in it is really essential here.
Oh, absolutely. You have to, as I said, keep your eye on that break even and be ready to move, be ready to do something to mitigate that risk.
And how about volatility? You know, does that impact a short straddle?
Yeah, absolutely. Volatility, implied volatility is certainly something to consider. Implied volatility of the options. Again, you'd like the implied volatility to be relatively high when you're entering the position with the idea that it's hopefully going to pull back. And then there's also the volatility in the stock. You don't want to have much volatility in the stock. You want the stock to be relatively stable over time. And then that way, hopefully, you can keep most of the premiums that you receive.
Very good. Is there anything else, you know, to consider, you know, when using short straddles?
One thing we didn't talk about was early assignment risk. When you short that call, you could be called away at any time. And remember that, especially if you're doing straddles using equity options, you can be called away. Some index options, you know, European style, you won't be called away early, but you can be called away early with an equity option. Or you can be put stock early with an equity option. So just be aware of the early assignment risk there.
A lot of different terms you're throwing out to us there, Bill.
Yeah, it's a complicated subject.
Very good. Darren?
Yeah, I'd just like to build on what Bill was saying in terms of the assignment risk that's inherent in the position, and understanding that as the options move in the money or further into the money and time to expiration approaches, we find that early assignments are going to be more likely. As the premiums start to trade closer and closer to their intrinsic value, that's where we find a situation where you might be called away and end up short the stock, or put the stock and end up with a long position. And dividends could also impact the chances of being assigned early.
Any other factors?
You know, not really. Just the if one does elect to hedge the straddle, you know, once they, now you've created, if you buy the stock, you now have the covered straddle, or if you elect to buy a call option at a higher strike or a put option at a lower strike, you've really changed the dynamics of it. And we're probably not going to call it a straddle or a short straddle at that point any longer. By definition, the name would actually change. But you know, it's an important thing to remember that there are different ways to manage the risk associated with such position.
And what would that change to, Darren?
It would change to an iron butterfly.
And another new term for us, Bill. Well, very good, guys. You know, I think Iron Butterfly may have to wait for another week. But I think we're out of time for today. I'd like to thank you both for being here.
Great. Fun to be here.
Yep. Glad always to be here. Thanks, Joe.
And again, don't forget, both Bill and Darren are OIC instructors. And be sure to look for them at our live seminar circuit. Also, don't forget to check out our website at www.optionseducation.org or call our help desk at 1-888-OPTIONS. You can speak to Darren or any of our experienced staff about any options-related questions. And if you have any feedback on the show, email us at options@theocc.com. Join us next time for another show, Options Talk with OIC. Thanks for listening. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.